I'm Jeremy Shea with KTOO. Before their deadlines passed, applications surged for two of Juno's pandemic relief programs designed to put thousands of dollars into locals' hands. The demand outpaced what city officials budgeted for the programs, so the Juno Assembly scheduled a special meeting Tuesday to consider some changes. The money involved in these programs all comes from the city's portion of the Federal CARES Act. The federal money originally had to be spent by the end of the year. But late Monday night, Congress passed a bill that would, among many, many other things, extend the deadline a year. And what President Donald Trump does with that bill, or doesn't, really clouds what the Juno Assembly needs to get done or not by the end of the year. Shortly before the Assembly met on Tuesday, President Donald Trump told the world what he thought about the bill.
It really is a disgrace. For example, among the more than 5,000 pages in this bill, which nobody in Congress has read because of its length and complexity, it's called the COVID Relief Bill, but it has almost nothing to do with COVID.
Trump didn't say he would veto it, though Congress passed it with enough votes to override one if he did.
I will tell you, predicting nine of you may be easier than predicting the president.
That's City Attorney Rob Palmer addressing the Assembly.
The issue is whether or not the president signs that federal legislation quickly or not. If the president signs it, then yes, you have all the time in the world. If the president doesn't, then we may be looking at special meetings next week.
The Assembly didn't make a decision on four emergency measures intended to sweep up over $1 million in unspent CARES Act money from programs the Assembly over-budgeted for. Money that was for things like testing wastewater for COVID-19, subsidies for the school district's child care program known as Rally, and the first phase of a local business grant program. They also put off decisions to put that money into two assistance programs, one for housing and utility grants and one for individual assistance. Quick disclosure, I've received one of these grants and have applied for the other. Now the Assembly plans to take all this up in committee on January 6th, but they did take two actions on these programs. At the beginning of October, the Juno Assembly committed $3 million to a housing and utility assistance program for locals financially impacted by the pandemic. By mid-November, the number of applications dropped off, so the Assembly bumped up the maximum award from $2,000 to $3,000. Then a second wave of advertising went out. Aaron Walker Tolis, who is helping administer the program, says they got flooded.
It was as if the program had started over from scratch. We got a huge influx of hundreds of applications. Ultimately, it doubled the number of applications we had.
They've got almost 3,000 applications, but only enough money to pay for about 1,000. City staff proposed cutting the maximum award back down to $2,000, so smaller payments could reach more people. The Assembly narrowly shot that down on Tuesday. The Assembly's second action was on the individual assistance grants. This program also has hundreds more applicants than there's money to pay for. Last week, the Assembly narrowly voted to make housing grant recipients ineligible for the individual assistance. The rationale was to reach more people overall, albeit with smaller payments. On Tuesday, the Assembly reversed itself. Assembly member Wade Bryson was one of the members to change his vote. Originally, he didn't think people should get both.
Over the last week, I have seen more stress and heartache in the most vulnerable population when I think of the people that are just, they're lucky to pay rent and now they got to figure out how to feed. Heaven forbid they have to provide a Christmas for any children. My position has changed and I want to be able to help those Junoites immediately.
Walker Tolis says her nonprofit is still aiming to finish processing the individual assistance applications by the end of the year. In Juneau, I'm Jeremy Shea.